The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on 94.7 FM, WSNY, also known as Sunny 95. My name is Dr. Brian Kvitko. And today what we're going to do is talk a little bit about some dental news. We're going to hear some interviews, Teeth Across America interviews that I do, as well as maybe some fun facts and that sort of thing. But before we do, I'd like to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we welcome your phone calls. So before I give out the question, let me give out the number. It's 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Please call in with your guesses, and we'll just have to see how it goes. I don't know. Every once in a while, we might have a prize. But you can also, by the way, email us at drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com, and it's spelled drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. Okay, the question is, according to the American Dental Association, how many dental schools were there in 1900? Was it A, 15? B, 32, C, 50, or D, 69. All right. So give us a call. Also, by the way, you can call with your questions. We can talk about anything you want to. I appreciate your emailing, your interacting, your phone calls, all of that. It's a live show, actually up here in the studio. Oh, and by the way, I've got to give Alan Goodman some props. We have a new chair in the studio. Remember how he promised a couple weeks a new chair, and when I was in last week, it wasn't here, but sure enough, it is. So no more chair with duct tape on it. Okay. Before we get started, I want to talk about the golf outing, the Dr. Kvitko Classic, that we are holding to raise money for Down Syndrome Association. And it is July 31st, and it is at two golf courses at once. It's at Bent Tree Golf Club in Sunbury, and it's at Royal American Links in Galena. We're very, very pleased and proud to hold the tournament there. We want to thank both of those clubs for stepping up and helping us out. It's July 31st, and at 7 o'clock will be registration and a silent auction. 8 o'clock, shotgun start. You receive breakfast, steak lunch, beer and beverages, green fees and carts. And we even have Dino willing to come. Actually, Sunny 95 is now a partner in the event, and we're going to raise a lot of money for Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. The beverages, by the way, are donated by Samuel Adams, and we'd also like to thank Safe Auto and BASF for being a partner in this venture as well. Now, if you register before June 1st, it's $100 a person or $400 a team. If you register after June 1st, it's $125 a person or $500 a team, and you can get more information by calling the Down Syndrome Association offices at 263-6020. Or you can go to their website, which is info@DeSaco.net. Now that's DSACO.net. I just call it DeSaco. It helps me remember how to spell it. So that's info@DeSaco.net. You can also go to dentallyspeaking.com, and there's a spot there that says the Dr. Kvitko Classic, Golf Classic, and you can click there to register. So I'd really appreciate everybody going there. Tell your husband, tell your wife to register for the golf outing. I was able yesterday to get a promise from Thad Mata that we will have some signed silent auction things, and we're working on a few others. I know a few people who have said they are planning on attending. Would be Gabe Spiegel. Dave Metzold said he'd be there if the date works out for him. Larry Larson the same. Tony Smith. So I think it's going to be good, and we hope to get more people involved as time goes by. So today, like I said, we have a little bit of a mixed bag. We want to talk a little bit. Let's do a couple. First, we'll do a couple listener questions that have come in over time. And then, based on time, we'll get to one of the interviews that we did. Okay, first one is from Fiona. Fiona says, Dr. Kvitko, my teeth are slightly crooked or crowded on the top, a little yellow as well. I'm getting married soon. My dentist says I should have veneers. They cost so much, I'm wondering if there are alternatives. Well, first of all, Fiona, I guess it depends on how soon you're getting married, because the quickest thing is having veneers. The whitening, I mean, the color, that can be corrected relatively quickly. That can be corrected in 1 3-hour appointment at the dentist. Or you can do take-home whitening if you have about 2 weeks to do it. But when it comes to straightening your teeth, probably the quickest thing that I can think of to actually get them straightened, if you have time, would be the 6-month braces. Now, if you've listened to the show before, we have we had the gentleman that developed that system on our show maybe 2 weeks ago, Dr. Richard DePaul, and it's essentially clear brackets, tooth-colored wires, and your teeth are straightened, your front teeth are straightened in about 6 months on average. So if you're not getting married for 6 or 7 months from now, then you have time to have that done. Cost-wise, it would be cheaper than veneers, but there is a chance still that after you have your teeth straightened, they will still maybe not look as attractive as you had hoped, because sometimes teeth are just misshapen. Lateral incisors are the ones next to the front teeth are a little small sometimes, maybe a little bit too pointed here or too rounded there. And so sometimes even after orthodontic tooth movement, you need to have veneers, or at least a couple, just to make everything look just right. So hopefully that helps. And for those of you that are also getting married and have a little bit of crooked teeth going on, keep that in mind. It's called 6-month braces. We happen to offer it at the office. I'm sure there are plenty of offices that do. And what it does is it allows you to have straight teeth without, but you're not worrying about what the back teeth are doing. The back teeth are a little bit crooked or a little rotated, and you don't care, and it's not visible in your smile, then yeah, you can get your teeth straightened in about 6 months. Actually, I'm doing my one of my dental assistants right now, and we're 7 weeks in to the process, and her teeth are getting they're almost done. She might be one of those 2, maybe 3 month cases. All right, the next thing we want to do is let's go ahead to one of our Teeth Across America interviews. When I was in Las Vegas, I interviewed a dental office. And pretty large office. I don't know if I've ever heard of an office quite this large. So let's go ahead and listen to that. And I think when I interviewed them, I identified them. So here we go. All right. So part of my Teeth Across America series, I am at a dental seminar. It's a 3-day seminar. It's called Love Dentistry 2009. Happens to be at Hilton, Las Vegas. And I'm speaking with a Dr.
Cal Visco.
Cal Visco. Now, I sounded a little bit of an accent there. Where are you from?
Canada? Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan in Canada.
Really? Is that north of Washington State?
No, that would be north of Minot, North Dakota.
There's something north of North Dakota?
Honestly, yes, there is.
And the people up there have teeth and everything?
Yeah. Some of them have less than a full set, but that's, that's okay with us.
Okay, now you have your entire staff here, it looks like?
We are missing 2, but we brought 32 girls.
32. You have 34 member staff.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. There's a lot of people with teeth up there.
I know. It's crazy. I don't recommend it, but that's just how things happen.
Now, were you born in Canada?
Yes, I was actually. In north of Moose Jaw, actually. Even further north.
Oh, so this is like balmy for you.
Oh, it is. It's unbelievable here. I can't believe it.
What's how long are the winters?
Winters would last anywhere from sometimes Halloween until Easter.
Really? You get a lot of snow?
A fair bit. Actually, we're kind of southern Saskatchewan, so we don't get as much as some of the northern places, but we get a fair bit, yeah.
Now, is this one location, 34 people?
One office, 15 operatories, and we all work together pretty well.
You have 32 women that can work together?
You know what? Some days it's not about the dentistry, as you can well imagine. It's about crowd control, but it actually works pretty well. We've got a staff of most of them. I'd say 50% of them have been there for over 15 years.
That's really neat. So, how many hygienists? How many dental assistants? That sort of thing.
Okay, we have 2 doctors, me and another fellow, and we have. I would say there's probably 7 hygienists, and the rest of the girls are either front-end staff or chairside assistants. And in Saskatchewan, we also have something called a dental therapist.
Which is?
A dental therapist is a girl who would go to school for 3 or 4 years, and she would do fillings, all kind of pedodontics, extractions, and that's about it.
Okay, sounds like the seminar's getting ready to crank into high gear, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now, I just wanted to find out, so 7 hygienists, that means, and you guys have to check every patient that comes in, right?
Yeah, every patient that comes in. We have an associate doctor who comes in 3 days a week to help us do some of the checkups and work, and we check everybody else. So.
Now, I haven't heard you say A. Don't they say A in Moose Jaw?
You know what? A lot of them do say A, and I've been told that I don't say it as much as many, so maybe I'm the wrong guy to talk to give you a Canadian feel. But
you sure you're a real Canadian?
Yeah, I actually am.
Okay. No, that's neat. Okay, so 15 operatories. Now, see, I have 10 operatories. There's only about 12 of us in my office. So
wow.
The number of, are you the only dentist like for like 300 miles around or something?
We've got a pretty big area, yeah. We've got another center probably 45 minutes away. That's a fairly large center, but other than that, we're the only, you know, kind of game in town, so.
So when they say Main Street Dental, they mean it?
They really mean it. We are on the middle of Main Street in Moose Jaw.
Moose Jaw, I gotta remember that. All right, now, do you know, is there any difference between the dentistry done in Canada or as compared to the United States?
You know what, there really isn't. I actually did a residency when I was done school in the States. I went to Buffalo and did a emergency 1 year internship, and all of my colleagues there were all from U.S. schools, and we were trained very similarly.
And Buffalo was like balmy for you?
Buffalo was great. Everybody was complaining about you know, the weather down there. I had a great time.
You run around in shirt sleeves and bathing suits?
Mostly, yeah.
That's really neat. Hey, you know, in your crowd, he's got all these people here. They're all dressed up, all ready to have fun. And I'm looking forward to the seminar. And have you been here before?
Never been here before. I've been to Las Vegas, but never to this seminar, so I'm pretty excited too.
Good. All right, well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. 34 staff members. That's pretty cool. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll give out some more of the answers, the guesses we're getting to our question of the day when we come back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now. 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
And you've got a smile that can light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Thanks so much for joining me. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And so today what we're doing is giving out some of that information that maybe you were too numb to ask the answers to. And so during the break, we had some guests come in. The question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today is, in 1900, there were how many dental schools? And the choices are A, 15, B, 32, C, 50, or D, 69. Pauline emailed us her guess, and she is guessing D, 69. Uma, she called in a guess of 15. That would be A. And Julie is guessing B. Julie's guessing 32. So we'll give out the answer as the show progresses. So keep your calls and emails coming. Thank you. Okay. There is a... there was a story that came out actually April 23rd, so just a couple days ago, and it's some research where researchers are trying ethanol for bond strength in fillings. It says, if you can preserve fruit in alcohol, why not people's teeth? For the past 5 years, researchers have been exploring the benefits of alcohol. Actually, a lot of college students have been doing that for a long time. go to the Arena District any Friday or Saturday night and you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, especially ethanol, when added to tooth preparations before the adhesives, and found that technique improves bond strength. So so then they decided, what if it will work in the real world, in the office? In one new study, an international group found that composite resin crowns placed after ethanol had been used were 31% more strongly bonded to human dentin after 1 year's storage in artificial saliva than the crowns that had been placed without the ethanol. According to Franklin Tay, BDSC, PhD, it will take another 5 years, but it's very exciting. Apparently, what the process does is uses a chemical dehydrant, and it shrinks the collagen, and it allows more space for the resin to flow in, for the cement to flow in. So who knew that alcohol might someday be used in cementation of dental crowns? I didn't. But I guess when parents have that talk about their kids about alcohol now, the kids will be able to fire back and say, hey, it's good for my teeth. Maybe not for 5 years, though. All right. Now, we just listened to one of my interviews, Teeth Across America interviews, of an office that had 34 personnel. And while I was at the seminar, I did several interviews. And one of the interviews was a dentist from northwestern Indiana, which is essentially southeast of Chicago, in a town called Dyer. And so I want to play this interview because it's pretty drastic contrast to the one we listened to before the break. So here we go.
Well, I've met up with a gentleman, a dentist from Indiana. It is Indiana, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what town in Indiana do you practice?
Dyer, Indiana.
Dyer. Are people dying to get there or something?
Dyer Straits. No, it's northwest Indiana, southeast of Chicago.
Okay. And it's Dr. Jethro Smith, right?
That's correct.
It's kind of like a nondescript name. Are you in a witness protection plan or something?
Excuse me?
Are you in the witness protection plan with a name like Smith?
Yeah, but Jethro kind of gives me away.
Okay. All right. So how many people work at your office?
It's just Sandy and I, which is why we call the office Jethro Smith, DDS, and Sandy.
Oh, it's called Jethro Smith, DDS, and Sandy. Okay. So what does Sandy do and what do you do?
Sandy will do the front desk. She also assists. When she's helping checking out, I'm cleaning up. I do all the hygiene. So she maintains the books, and I work on the patients and do anything else I need to.
Well, that sounds pretty neat and efficient, just the two of you. So it's one person at a time? What do you, like one every hour or something?
No, it depends. We book on a half hour. There's only one operatory, though, because Sandy enjoys the view out the windows.
Okay.
We have two operatories, but we only use the one.
Okay, so what do you do in the other one? Just put flowers and stuff in there?
Storage. You're right. That's all.
Okay. So how long have you been in practice?
30 years.
Wow, 30 years. In the same location?
No, I started out in Harvey, Illinois, where she was working for another dentist. I took over for him, moved from there to South Holland, to Calumet City, Illinois, to where we are now in Dyer.
Okay, so how long have you been in Dyer?
We've been in Dyer 6.5 years.
Wow, okay. Now, do you have any funny stories that you've heard from patients? More like this. Something funny a patient said, or a reason they were canceling an appointment that you were wondering about?
No, but what we do is we record when somebody changes an appointment, And it's just kind of funny how sometimes a lot of people have the same aunt or uncle that dies.
You actually keep track?
Oh, yes, we do.
Have you ever called anybody on it, or just for fun you keep track?
No, just for fun. We don't call them on it.
Okay, how about the funniest, or like a story, how somebody like broke a tooth or some reason?
Actually, I usually get myself into trouble. There was one time a lady came in, and I had noticed that she had a totally different hairstyle and a different color, and I said, well, geez, you know, this really a new look for you, and she whipped her wig off, hit me in the head, and said, it's a wig, dummy.
Okay, so maybe the last time you'd seen her, it was a wig also, huh?
Yeah. I just couldn't tell. You know, I'm only a guy. What can I say? Huh. I thought I was complimenting her.
Now, do you have any particular thing that you specialize in at your office?
No, we just treat people one at a time, and that's about it.
Do you have a website?
I have a web address, but no website.
Do you want to give it out?
No, because you're not going to find anything if you go there.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe by the time this airs, it'll be there. When's it going to be up?
I have no idea. I have to get my son to work on that for me.
Okay. So you would go right now? I guess people would go to www.itsnotupyet.com, right?
Yes. Otherwise, we just have them call our office because we're there 7 days a week, 25 hours a day.
25 hours a day. Wow. And what's your phone number?
219-865-6555. That's 219-865-6555.
That's a lot of sixes and a lot of fives, but you said it so clearly, I'm sure we'll remember. Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to me. I'm talking to lots of dental offices and kind of getting a feel for the profile of offices out there. And anywhere from yours to somebody, I think there's an office here that has 33 or 34 people that work there. That's just, the contrast is pretty neat.
And isn't that really nice, Dr. Kavitko, because we can all do what we feel comfortable doing, and it's all okay.
Yep, exactly. And the people, our patients, have a choice, and they go where they feel comfortable, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Smith, for talking to me, and you have a great day.
You too, sir.
That's pretty neat, isn't it? It's essentially a one-person office almost, and I asked him about the name of the office. He said Dr. Smith and Sandy, and I assumed he was married to Sandy, but he's not. So he put somebody's name in there that is a long-term employee, which is kind of neat. So let's see. Now, when we come back, we're going to have a couple more dental news bites and maybe have time for one more listener question. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
I say, hey!
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for joining me today. It's going to be a beautiful Sunday, I think. Looks like it had been raining, but I bet you the sun's going to come out. Hey, I'm no meteorologist, but at least I'm going to be positive. Before I forget, let me just tell you that you can access podcasts of this show by going to columbustoday.com. I want to thank my producer for making sure everything is up. And columbustoday.com, you'll find all of the podcasts. Also, go to dentallyspeaking.com and find out information about upcoming shows, a little bit of background information, and sometimes photographs that go along with previous guests. And also, you can access these shows on iTunes by searching either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And if you'd like, you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. And again, that's spelled D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O. All right, remember, our phone number is 459-9769, and our email address is drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. We've had some guesses come in to the question of the day, because we're getting close to the end here. It's 26 minutes after the hour. I think I'll go ahead and give out those guesses, and then we'll give the answer. So, the question was, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, in 1900, there were how many dental schools? And the choices are A, 15, B, 32, C, 50, D, 69. Leonard, he called in his guess, and he guesses 50, C. And Dean guesses D, 69. The answer is C, 50. There were 50 dental schools in 1900. I think that's a lot more than I would have thought. I don't know as I sit here how many there are today, but I would say there may be about twice that, and that's in 110 years, so I may have to look that up. And if somebody knows, give me a call or send me an email. All right. Now, I said we wanted to do listener questions, and I have this, you know what, I don't know if I have time to give this question justice. I guess I can try. Yeah, okay, well, we'll go ahead. All right, this question is from Dwayne. It says, I just got punched in the face by this fool. That's his words, not mine. Maybe that's why I got punched. Anyway, now my gums are bleeding and they hurt. How am I going to get this fixed? All right, Dwayne. Well, first of all, if your teeth aren't loose or a tooth didn't break or a tooth didn't get knocked out, and I'm assuming it didn't or you'd have said so in your question, then essentially what you have is damaged gum tissue. You basically have the gums, they've been smashed, and they're sore. They're probably, if it's been a little while now, if you look in the mirror, you probably see that the gum is now, it's got like a blacker color, blood around it where it's coagulated. And if that's all that happened, then there's really nothing you need to do. However, to be certain, you should go to your dentist and have them look. Now, what I would do if you were coming to me is I would x-ray you, make sure there isn't a hairline fracture of the tooth up in the socket, because that can happen. Your tooth might not even be loose, but maybe way up at the last third of the root, it could be cracked up there. Eventually, it would start to hurt, but you might not want to wait for that. After a traumatic injury like that, you get temporary paresthesia, temporary numbness. And so you could have more going on there than you realize. So, and then if I do find something or your dentist finds something, we would splint it to the next tooth and take whatever precautions were indicated for you. So the answer is there might not be anything, but you need to go to a dentist and have it checked out. Okay, well, looks like our time is running out for the day. And let me just remind folks of our golf outing, July 31st, and how you can register by going to dentallyspeaking.com. And you'll see there right in the middle, it says the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, and it has a thing that gives you a chance to register. Questions should be directed to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Their number is 263-6020, and you can get more information at their website as well, info@dsaco.net. That's info@dsaco.net. I do this in the name of a patient of mine, Libby Turner, is my inspiration for getting involved in raising money for the Down Syndrome Association. Again, I'd like to thank you for joining me, and I look forward to being with you next Sunday at 7, every Sunday at 7 here on Sunny 95. Please tune in and go to that website and go to the podcasts, do all that stuff. Go out and have a great day and a great week. Thanks so much. This has been Dr. Kvitko with Dentally Speaking.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.